Blog Talk Radio.
Hey everybody, you're listening to Stay Woke with Torian and Jay, and I'm Torian Belair, and Jay.
I'm Jay, baby.
And we're bringing you.
You have to forgive me, y'all. I got a cold.
Oh yeah.
My allergies have flared up.
Okay, I'm mad. See. Which
hell,
I
mad. It snuck up on me.
Girl,
and you know,
I was being
cheap. I got the generic, the Walmart version of Benadryl or whatever, and it has done absolutely nothing because I ain't want to spend $11 on the real one. So I was just being cheap, but you know,
it's gonna get better.
It's gonna work today. Shoot. I may have to take four tablets, cause
bitch, that shit gonna knock you out. We're just gonna be paid for work tomorrow. Then you gonna really be dead. For real.
Well, I left early today.
Breaking news. Beyonce is in labor, or what was yesterday. Now, I just got finished talking to my co-host before we got here. I was like, you know, when I seen that belly at that push park, I'm like, baby, that looks like you got triplets. He think it's twins. But, you know, from what I seen and from what I know, not saying this 100% correct, Beyonce and Jay-Z turned their mansion into a maternity ward. So, you know, we may never really know, like, when she's into labor. Like, we don't know if she's really been in labor. Like, we don't know if she's had the twins yet. Like, we don't know anything. And everybody was like, no, that's not fair. And I'm just like, I hope to that point where if I got to look at the tourney ward, I can. Because this is not everybody. Like, I mean, you know, it is what it is. Like, hopefully, when she do have the baby, she let everybody see pictures of them. Maybe she might not want to do that this go around, but I hope she do. Like, I want to see how beautiful they are because I know they're going to be kids. And I know they're extremely happy. So if you have had them, congrats, Beyonce. If you haven't had them, we can't wait. And congratulations in advance. Moving on to the next topic, because we bout that, boo. No, I'm just playing. I'm sorry, y'all. But you know the little special that we had the other day. I just want to talk on it. The confrontation did happen, and I'm gonna let Jay take it off because I actually showed up to the confrontation a little bit late, so I'm gonna let him go with it.
Well, you know, as we were up north or whatever, you know, we were walking towards a certain club. I want to say Scarlet, I believe we were walking towards. And, you know, Torian, you know, he backpedaling because he see one of his, you know, family members, you know, I don't know if it was a Khalifa, the Roman, whoever.
It was not even like that. Like he had grabbed.
You was backpedaling and you seen us. So, you know, me and the other person who we had went with, you know, we just kept walking. So as we were walking, you know, forward, we seen people walking towards us. Like, you know, we were walking the way that they were walking away from. And it was the two bust down dirty Aurora bitches. And so, you know, like the other person I was with, you know, they know him from the past and whatnot, you know, and they were just like, oh, you know, hi to him. And, you know, he was looking very uncomfortable because, you know, he was just like, he didn't think that we were going to run into him. Well, he didn't think we were going to run into them. So they go and ask him, they were like, you know, why are you, like, is everything okay? Why are you looking like that? And he was like, everything's fine. So AJ feels the need to, I'm confused. And I was just like, bitch, what are you confused about? Because once again, how the drama all happened is because...
I'm sorry, guys. Hold on one moment. Something just happened. Just took my co-host off the ear. Momentarily, I'm gonna bring him back. And that won't happen again. My bad. Was trying to sit up there and broadcast, you know, put everybody on. But no, what he was in was, well, I'm just going to say my point of view until he comes back. When he said, like, I had walked off with a family member, it wasn't so much that I had walked off. It was, I was pulled in the opposite direction. And me being pulled in the opposite direction, I was told that you already know who down there, don't come out here to do that. And I'm just okay, I get that, but can I get my friend first? Because you just down there, and my friend is down there where they're at. So, I feel forever trying to get back down there, and I'm just I find it funny because, I'm not sitting up there saying nobody was wrong for telling me not to fight. Or I was against them or anything, because it wasn't like that. It was just a simple fact. Y'all know, come on now. Y'all don't bring y'all friends. Y'all don't let y'all friends do shit on their own. So, and then I ended up seeing my twin, and I was trying to come back. I was trying to get somebody to go back down there with me, but it just eventually turned into me just okay, fuck it. Where y'all going? Y'all going to the club? Okay, I just started at the club. And I ended up running, and that's when Jay had grabbed me, and I told him, I was like, oh, bitch, hold on, because, bitch, I just been running, bitch. I don't want to run up on no bitch if bitch get tired and get winded. But no, Jay, go back. Sorry about that. Sorry.
Yeah, so AJ was just I'm confused, and I was like, bitch, what you confused about? Because I know why he was saying he was confused, because he was confused as to why I was with the person that they they were trying to figure out how we knew each other, which is really none of their business. And I was just like, bitch, what are you confused about? And I'm calling you a bitch. What you going to do about it? And then, EJ was all like, I was like, EJ, what's your bitch ass got to say? Because you had so much shit to say on Facebook. And he was, the only thing I said was for Torian to stay out of it because it was between you and AJ, da-da-da, sitting there stuttering and shit because he's scared. So AJ feels the need to walk his hot-ass, raccoon-ass breath in my face, try to, get buck or whatever, he finna do shit. And EJ, the one who said I could get it from him, is pulling him back. And talked about a week ago in the alley to fight, bitch, I beat your ass right here. I'm not finna go in no alley. I'm not, okay, we finna walk, skip together the whole hands to the alley, and then I beat your ass right here. Everybody can see you get your ass beat. And so that's when I go grab Torian, and all of a sudden when Torian comes back over where, to the whole scene or whatever, all of a sudden bitches go on mute. They done forgot the shit they were saying. So they sitting there what's the problem? And it's just y'all had all this shit to say. Y'all talking about meet y'all up north. Number one, neither y'all dressed like y'all was finna fight. That's how I really knew y'all wasn't on shit.
Because they didn't think that we was finna come. And I just find it funny because since the very beginning, I won't sit up here and say we never play any parts we're innocent, because we're not. Don't get me wrong. My bitch in the world, Tammy Roman, said, don't nuck, because I'll buck. So, bitch, if you feel like nucking, what's up? And I'm always ready to buck. And I feel like when Jay is with me, Jay is always ready to buck. Jay was the one, and it's just funny to me because it's all of these times when you felt you need to sit up there and say something, you can't do nothing without your sidekick. Bitch, I've never even been to half of the time y'all have been in the same room together. So for you to even sit up there and say that was a fool, and it really showed its true colors that night, because it was just okay, the status is still up on my Facebook if you're friends with me. Didn't take it down. It's still up there. still got some messages. All I said was, I heard my name was brought up. Where you want to meet? Because the last time we talked on the phone, you were trying to get us to come to Aurora. We weren't finna come to Aurora because we had other stuff we had to do. So, me, when I look at the whole messy situation, when I look at the iMessage, the whole fiasco, I'm seeing it as though, what's up? Because now I got all the time in the world. We got free motherfucking time. We can bullshit all motherfucking day long if that's what you want to do. That's how I feel. You like anywhere up north, anywhere. I said, bet, what upside down smiley face. You made a real emoji face. I'm like, okay. So what happened? Then on the stage, you talking about some, okay, let's quit talking about it and let's do it since you gonna work. Where was that attitude at Saturday? Where was the attitude at? Because like Jay said, when I walked up, I put my hands in front of my dick together and I'm just like, EJ tried to meet. It ain't no way, bitch. It ain't no hey either. We twirling or not. Because I came prepared. In my Jordans, my motherfucking emoji sweat joggers. And my motherfucking muscle shirt, bitch, prepared. What's up? Quiet as a mouse. Ain't nobody had nothing to say. So quit doing all of that whooping. Just quit. Quit throwing stones. Just quit doing the most for no reason. And it won't be no problem. We just seen y'all on several occasions because from what I was told, from what we were told and what we were letting know, because somebody tried to send us Snapchat of y'all on Snapchat, and we couldn't look at them because we had to be friends with the person. So, bitch, now I know you're scary. Because my snaps ain't thick. If you want to look at my snaps, bitch, you can look at my snaps. I don't give no fuck. Because guess what? The only way you're going to look at that shit is if you hear me anyway. But why post snaps and talk shit when you know the people that you're talking about not on there? What's the point? Oh, they scary. They didn't want to come in the alley.
Right.
Bitch, what the fuck we need to go in the alley for? Bitch, we can fight right here. Last time I checked, you were the one yelling. You were the one trying to draw attention to yourself. Bitch, if you're going to fight, why do you need to draw attention? Bitch, either they're going to see you whoop some ass or they're going to see you get your ass whooped. Either or. So why do we need to go in the alley for that? Because you didn't want to fight. And that was it. And we seen you on multiple motherfucking occasions. And the other time, when it took my daddy to pull me with you, and he like, don't do that to your sister. That's not my motherfucking sister, like I said. Not my sister. Never will be my sister. Never was my sister. Because, bitch, I ain't got nothing for you. Bitch, I wouldn't piss on your motherfucker. Bitch, I wouldn't piss on you, bitch, if you were on fire. And if you were getting jumped, bitch, I most definitely motherfucking help. And like I said, when I was standing right there, the only way I can squash anything with you is if you apologize to my bitch, which you stated that you would not do. So it ain't nothing left to talk about. You want a man because of this and this and that. Then you just start getting loud. I'm telling you, if I would have pulled any further from my motherfucking father, I was going to stick that bitch. Because I told him, I'm like, let me go. Because I'm finna swing on this hoe. If she get in my motherfucking face one more time, I'm yelling. I ain't yelling, bitch. Yes, you is, because you're the most for nothing. And you got the right bitch in front of you. Because, bitch, I'll hit you. He up there swinging us back and forth, bitch, like we on the motherfucking seesaw. Bitch, we ain't on no damn seesaw. Let me go. Then from that point on, when I crossed the street over to another situation, you bitches crossed to the other side. So, bitch, who's scared? Who's scared?
Exactly.
Then when we see EJ walking across the motherfucking street, bitch, you trying to roll your eyes, bitch. You didn't put up a motherfucking rose eyes emoji on motherfucking Facebook on the damn standing. You had something else to say that came out your mouth. So just quit stunting for the book. Quit stunting for the snap. Quit stunting for the gram. Just admit that you bitches is scary and that y'all didn't want to see us in any day or life or any day or night. You just didn't. The confrontation, the conclusion, we're off the scary bitches, truth be told, and quite be kept while you sitting up there posting on Snap. Now, moving along, I just feel like I don't know if anybody's watched Daytime Divas was really good. Dog was really good. Like, it, if you haven't watched it, go watch it. Daytime Divas is really good. It's really funny. That bitch, Tashina Arnold up there, bitch fucking hell. Like, I'm surprised VH1 did it like that, because normally they don't even do it. I won't even say it's more so explicit. I'll just say that it's a lot of sex going on, and it's on her part. And I feel like if it is, my favorite characters five now are Vanessa Williams, and I would say Tashina Arnold. And as far as Claus is the key. Like, it's just, you know, it's something different, and I feel like it's not what you think. It's not so ratchet. It's not so much ratchet as you would think. Like, it's really like a coming up story. It's like you do what you gotta do to make it. And in that instance, I can respect Claude, even though my bitch Karuchu did get beat the fuck up in the shop on the first episode. Once again, tune in. Daytime Divas every Monday at 7. Because I think it is taking place, it's taking the spot for Love and Hip Hop Atlanta until they come back for their reunions. I don't know. It's either 7 or 8. And Claude, I think it's Sundays at 8. But moving on to our next segment, and y'all should know what this is, hashtag You Need to Cut It. And I'm going to let Jay start off.
Well, this week, Wendy Williams had, I believe his name is Demetrius Shipp or something, the man who's playing Tupac in All Eyes on Me. She had him on the show, and, you know, they were talking, and I think he was talking about his crush or whatever, like his celebrity crush, or he had a crush on Karrueche or something like that. And she got Karrueche mixed up with, because she was like, well, you know, she's with Diddy now or something, she said. She got Karrueche mixed up
she was
with
saying, she wasn't at the stand, like, he wasn't on her level yet. That's what she said without so many words.
Right. That's exactly what she said. And I'm just like, she got Karrueche mixed up with Cassidy. And then he was like, wait a minute. I was like, Diddy's dating Cassidy. And she's like, oh, yeah. She's like, you are right. And I'm just like, Wendy Williams, like, are you serious? Like, now, number one, you done blasted and went in on Karrueche many a times when her and Chris Brown were dating. And now you mixing her up with Cassidy? Like, what? Like, clearly, are you on something? Like, are you smoking something? Wendy Williams,
baby,
you are the biggest gossip of all. Like, you the biggest gossip of all. And for you to get those two mixed up, like, girl, you need to cut it. Maybe the wig on your head was too tight. Maybe the do-rag was too tight to keep that lace front down. Like, the bobby pins must have been caught up in your scalp, but girl, like, you need to cut it out. Like, you starting to lose it, Wendy. And quiet as it's kept, your talk show, I don't know how much longer that's going to be on BET or on television at that.
Are they changed to BET?
Yeah, but I mean, I'm hearing the ratings ain't been that good, but. You need to cut it.
She do need to cut it, girl. She up there playing. Girl, like what my favorite judge said, Judge Matthew, girl, you quit doing that coke. Girl, get your stuff right. Girl, what your card said?
Wendy buried herself when she said that thing that she said about HBCUs. It was just like, it made no sense. But she buried herself then, so it's just like, it's pretty much over for her.
You already know. Now, I don't want people to get the wrong idea. And I feel like Jay tried to stay away from this name, this next, for fear. But you know, Remy Ma, baby, you need to cut it. Like, girl, we get it. I get it. It was Summer Jam. Not it was. What was it? Summer Jam. What? Hosted by Hot 97.
It was. Yeah, New York. Some what are they? Summer Jam.
And it's just like, okay, like I respect the female for empowerment. Like you brought everybody up on stage, but why would you bring everybody up on stage to sit up here and try to diss Nicki? Like once again, I feel like everybody gonna try to run to the defense and be like, okay, you know what? Nicki made another diss about her on a song that we ain't even heard yet. We heard a snippet of the song. And I just find that funny how that's a diss. And she wrote that. This wasn't even recent when she wrote the song. Well, when she wrote the verse for the song. I'll take it back and I'll put it that much. And I've seen the receipt. I've seen the screenshot of the Instagram post that she made. And it wasn't anytime soon. So it's been confirmed. But the fact of the matter is, Remy, we know you got bars. We know you can rap. We know you got flow. You're probably better than me. But why do you feel the need to have to always mention this woman? Because regardless if you don't want to be looked at as a hater, now you are. Because it's like, okay, at some point, this is how I'm going to put it. Regardless whether regardless of if Nicki threw her stone or not, you made this, she made this. And I'm going to put it like this. You made this, you made another this, then she made this. Then you went to Instagram to sit up there and say whatever you chose to say. It was done. She made this. She didn't want to end it. But let's not forget this. Let's not act like you didn't go on Wendy Williams steal this and this woman. Well, something else steal this. Why is this woman name still in your mouth? Like, why? Why do you feel like in order for you to talk about whatever you feel me to talk about, you got to bring her up? That's what I want to know. And I feel like it's pretty fucked up. If it's beef or not, like, why would you try to get New York like she not, like that, like that's not home to her? To get them to diss her. All because of some shit. Okay, granny, you can sit up here and say, Nicki, sit up there, Nicki, cut bitches up like she fuck with people's careers or whatever the case may be. But the fact that you just feel to me, okay, at what point? Who gives a fuck now? You still making money. You still headline Summer Jam. What's the difference? You working on the motherfucking rap album. Why? What's the point? Because at this point, I'm done with it. Like, even if I got to tell Nicki, bitch, I'm tired of it, too. Like, everybody keeps saying this is one of the most relevant female rap battles. Bitch, I don't care no more. Like, damn. Until both of you bitches release albums, I don't care no more. For real. I feel like the whole purpose of beefing with somebody is to promote your music. How y'all beefing and y'all ain't even promoting no music?
I think the only reason why Remy went back to it is because when Nicki opened up the Billboard Awards or whatever, everybody kind of brought it back up because they was like, oh, like, yeah, like, Nicki done won this. Like, she opened an award show with her this and you, no frauds and all that other stuff. So I think that's the only reason why Remy kind of went back to the beef and was kind of like, okay, like, I'm a diss you again or I'm going to try to get the last laugh or whatever the case may be.
But we all knew that she was going to perform that. We knew she was going to perform No Fraud. She just released the single. Why wouldn't she? What did y'all expect her to play?
Well, because no one had ever opened up any award show with a disc that they done released.
I mean, that's true. It was most definitely a disc, but it was a single. So I get that, but I mean, okay, you perform Shatter, but it's like, why would you get all of these women to get on stage and help you in your rampage? you're empowering rappers, but at the same time you're still distant. So what's the point? Like, I feel like that defeats the purpose of that, defeats the message of what you're trying to do. Like, how you trying to get all these women to come together and rap? Like, I seen you hear Cardi, you hear Queen, like, you hear Kim, like, you hear all of them. But how do you expect to promote a message and be the cause of the same message? That was a contradiction. But you know what? Remy, I still love you. I still listen to your music. I don't think of you any differently. I just wish the beef would just stop. Like, maybe, like, I just think y'all should just do a track together. Like, I don't get it. I feel like y'all can get over it. Like, but you know what? Women like to hold grudges. So, I don't ask me, do I see it happening? No. Is it something that I wish for? Yes. Because at this point, it's just like, Remy, you not touching Nicki. It don't matter if you can rap or not. She's successful. And she gets booked. And gets paid. Now, ask me, do I feel like, does Nicki have an empty obsession with being number one or being the best? Yes, you do. Yes, you do. You do have an empty obsession with that. Like, what else do you have to prove? It's nothing else for you to prove, boo. I feel like that's like Beyonce having an empty obsession with being the best. Beyonce don't care about being the best. Beyonce knows she's probably the best. That's why she don't care. Beyonce is about empowering others. She's about making music that make people better. I feel like somewhere along the line, Nicki, you lost it. Like, whatever you thought you was doing, you lost. So people can sit up there and say, okay, yeah, you know, Nicki, she gave back to school, like, she paid people tuition. Okay, that's fine and dandy. But what's up with this empty obsession that you have? So on that note, both of y'all together, y'all just need to cut it. For real. Love the both of y'all, but y'all just need to cut it. It ain't even about Remy no more. It's about both. It's the beef itself needs to just cut it. Now, right before I go off into our next segment, because I highly doubt we'll be able to get to touch what I really want to touch on, Steve Harvey, short, simple, and to the point. What you said about Flint, Michigan, and what make it even worse, because you're from Flint, Michigan, the fact that you think that they need to drink a brown cup of water is a mess. That's disgusting. And it makes you look dead. And I always grew up admiring you and respecting you and knowing that you was one of the funniest. And it's like, really? Really? That's how you feel, though? And if y'all know anything, if y'all pay attention to the news, like, y'all know Flint, Michigan has been struggling with their water for the longest. And because you're from there, instead of sitting up there talking about, I hope y'all enjoy a brown glass of water, how about you help and donate some money or try to go back home and fix the damn problem? Something to build your legacy so that you have something to look back on, not be an asshole about it. And on that note, you need to cut it, Steve Harvey. The fuck? You clowning for real now. And I was going to touch down on Elle of the Week. Just going to do that real fast. Azalea Banks. It's not nice. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, girl. But it would have been sorry if I knew that you was really struggling. But you be having so much to say on Twitter and so much to say on all of these different social media networks. But why you ain't? But why you owe like over $100,000 in unpaid debt? It's right. It's really right. You be having so much to say. You be sitting up there trying to voice your opinion. You didn't text. You done tried to attack a little girl. You didn't attack Rhea at one point. You didn't attack Nicki. Like, you just be attacking people for no damn reason, girl. Bitch, how about you worry about your debt before you attack anybody else? How about you release some money? I mean, how about you release some albums so that you can pay off this damn debt? Don't even know how the fuck you get, how you even end $100,000, over $100,000 in debt anyway. But, girl, moving on, I want to touch on this real quick. And this is something that Jay actually brought to my attention that I didn't even know about. And it's about Tinashe, if y'all don't know. Tinashe recently did an interview. And because we didn't really get a chance to read all of the interview, she touched on some things, but I just want to talk about the biggest topic, and that is how she feels about colorism. Jay, you can start it off.
Well, I don't exactly remember verbatim, but she mentioned that, in a nutshell, she was like, she doesn't feel as connected with the black community. She was like, even though I consider myself a black woman, she was like, I don't feel connected with the black community as much as I should because they don't support my music. And she even went as far as to say, you know, it's crazy and it's funny how they don't support my music, but they will support Kalani's music, and I'm blacker than Kalani. And that right there, I feel like she shouldn't even compare herself to anyone else. And I just feel like she went, like, what? It was like, girl, like, I understand that's how you feel. But someone who's a part of your camp, your agent, you need to not say certain things. Because now now it looks like you just come off as a hater. I mean, I could understand that's how you feel. And no one is saying you can't feel a certain way, because you most definitely can. But to say something like that when you're doing the interview or in the article, like, that's just, like, girl, stop. Like, you burying yourself now.
So, Najee, I think you need a wake-up call, baby. And I'm saying this because I've been following you since the beginning. I mean, all mixtapes. I mean, your very first album. You need a wake-up call. How do you know that the black community don't support you? Because, baby, I bought your album. Don't know how many other black people bought your album. Baby, I'm black as day, bitch. I don't even look like, I'm not light-skinned. So for you to say that, you need a reality check. I get how you feel. Are you talented? Yes. Do I feel like you feel as though you're underrated? Yes. Do I think that you're underrated? Yes. But for you to compare yourself to Kalani is ridiculous. You're blacker than her. When did how black you become a competition? That's what's wrong, and that's why I said that you need a wake-up call. Not the fact that you compared yourself to Kalani, but it's this underlying issue that we have. What's the competition? We're trying to see who's blacker of being a black kid. Just like it's a struggle for you, it's a struggle for her. You're mad at the fact that you feel as though Kalani has more support. If Kalani has more support, let's just put this out on, let's just put it down, and let's just lay out this little print that we have right here. So now, Zay, what type of struggle did you go through? You have a rough childhood? Because from the videos and things that I've seen, you didn't have a rough childhood. You didn't have a rough upbringing. Versus Kalani, who did. It was seen on the street to feed herself. She's talked about it in her music. That's why Kalani is where she is, and that's where you are where you are. You don't have that. You have to understand she's expressing herself through her music. And that's how it is for her. Every song on her first album was about her coming up, was about her rising despite of everything, even if it was a dude, even if it was a nigga, even if it was people that didn't believe in her, even if it was or wasn't, she made it. And I feel like you want to make that an issue, or you want to sit up here and say you're blacker than her. Why is it a competition for who's black and who's not? Or who? Because both of y'all are both light-skinned. Y'all both mixed with something. Regardless, don't be mad at that. Because if you ask me, and I'm not trying to sit up there, like, I love Kalani. I've been following Kalani since the tape days, too. So, and I'm not sitting up there saying if anybody has the right to say anything, it should be me, because that's not what I'm saying at all. I'm saying, knowing that I'm a loyal fan of both, if you ask me, yes, Tanaje, you are the better performer. You can get on stage and perform, but you can't command. Kalani can command through her music. Like I seen the tweet, you can't command, boo. It doesn't mean that you're not a good artist. It doesn't mean that you're not going places. It just means that you can't command. And then on that note, you can't be mad at the community. You can't be mad at the Black community. You have to be mad at your team. You have to be mad at the fact that you have to look at your music, see who your music is appealing to. Because if you ask me, I'm going to listen to you regardless, because I love you, Tanaje. You have to look at the fact that your music does not appeal to everybody. It appeals to a certain demographic. And let's just say that demographic ain't Black. And let's just say that Kalani music to a certain demographic, and that demographic is Black. She's R&B and hip-hop. You are pop and R&B, but you're more pop than you are R&B. That stuff is like, I get that you, I love you because you're different. But don't get on the interview and do that. Don't do that. Don't try to, I'm not even going to sit up there and say you were trying to bash her. But just don't. That's the wrong way to go about it. Your team should have told you. You shouldn't have did that. I'm not saying it's the same situation as though Chris, the situation that you had with Chris Brown, and Chris Brown had to let you know. I'm not saying that, but you need to talk to your team, and you need to let your team tell you what you can and cannot say, because that was completely uncalled for. Because I feel like y'all are going to be two of the biggest, and the last thing that y'all need to do is for you to say things like that, because you don't know how Kalani is. Bitch, Kalani could become bigger than you and have you blacklisted. Then how you gonna feel? You gotta understand, y'all are growing, y'all are getting better. So take this little tidbit that happened, take this wake up call, and just try to get better and do better and be great. That's all I can say. Now moving on, y'all already know we always do this. We try to end the night with classes and sessions. And tonight we have, you know, I'm going to just stop and say this real quick. Fuckboy 102, that little session for certain reasons. Not today. We will come back on it when we have all of the thoughts gathered and everything together. But Fuckboy 103 is in session. And tonight we're talking about, can a relationship go back to exactly how it was after a person cheats, after your partner cheats? And I want to say this in my little statement. I believe that I feel like you can get better in spite of the infidelity, or things will deteriorate because of the infidelity. But will things go back to before? No. Jay, what's your take?
I have to say no as well, because number one, one thing you're always going to have, even if you guys move past it, that's always going to be in the back of your head. And you're always going to remember how hurt you were when that other person cheated on you, and you're always going to think and come to conclusion whenever you're not around or when things are not on a good note that that person cheated on you. And the relationship, it can never go back to how it was before, because that person, for whatever reason they cheated, you know, a lot of people cheat for different reasons, but like it's impossible. I mean, I know some people move past it and, you know, accept the fact that it happened. But no, I would love to see a person who said everything went back the way it did before. I mean, that would be interesting to me, but I just don't see it possible at all.
I have to agree. And the only reason I say that is because it depends, like, the way that question was phrased, exactly. How could anything go exactly back to how it was before somebody did anything? If you think that it can, I want to say congratulations on fooling yourself. Or, like, whatever you did, if you had shock treatment to make you not think about it, like, you went to your physician and, girl, they put you under, and, you know, they did some hypnosis on you, they made you forget that it ever happened. I mean, good luck, but naturally, as human beings, you remember when you hurt the most, and I feel like infidelity is a big thing. Like, that's something that you just don't forget. I feel like it's something that will always sit in you. I won't say you'll always be reminded, but it's something that'll just, you know, you will never forget. You may forgive, but you won't forget. And like I said, like, I mean, personally, if you ask me, can I stay in another? It would depend on the history. And I know people are going to be like, it shouldn't matter because they shouldn't have did it at all. But sometimes it does. Sometimes that's what matters most. And I'm not talking about an answer, because it's easy to give an answer to why you cheated. I'm talking about the truth. And a lot of people don't get that. And I just want to say that, like, thankfully, I had somebody. I don't feel like you're going to get it how you think you're going to get it. Like, oh, you're breaking down, you're crying, and they tell you the truth. I think they're going to tell you what you want to hear. It didn't mean anything. It wasn't this. It wasn't that. It wasn't you. Like, I'm talking about the time when y'all break up and you're done. And they try to come back. And they let you know the truth. Not because you want to hear it, or not because you feel like it's going to make anything better. Truth because you're not asking for the truth. The truth because they're telling you it. Not because you want to know, but because they want to tell you. And that's what I feel like a lot of people don't get, or they don't understand. It's not always about why they do it or getting the answer right then. We naturally want them to tell us. So when you ask them to tell you, you're not getting the answer that you want. You're getting the answer that you're asking for. And that's not what I want. I want you to want to tell me why you did it. I want you to break that shit down and have me understand why the fuck you did it. Because I feel like when I get that, then I can think about if I really want to take you back. Then I can think about if I can really get past. Not because you just did some shit to make me feel better. And truth be told, no, I did like what he said when he told me the truth. Because to me, it was still fucked up. But it wasn't about that. It was the fact that you felt the need to come to me and tell me the truth. I didn't have to go and ask you, nor did I want to go and ask you. Jay, anything else?
No, and I will also say this, like, when you were saying about asking, but I think you have to be prepared for what you're going to hear, because when you're asking the question, I mean, either they're going to be honest or real with you, or they're going to lie. So you have to be prepared about what's about to come forth. I mean, that's how I looked at it. When I was asked if I was cheating on, and when I was told, you know, when I got the answer I didn't want it, like, I braced myself. I was prepared for it. Like, you know, you don't want to hear, yeah, I cheated on you. You want to hear, nah, like, I stayed faithful to you. But, I mean, that's why we ask, you know, to find out, to find the truth.
Exactly. And I'm not saying, like, you're not finding the truth when you ask. I'm saying when you ask them for something, like, you got to understand, like, you got to get inside a man's head and you got to understand. Because how would you feel, like, if you know that you fucked up? How would you feel? Like, what would you say if you had to tell somebody why you cheated? Do you think that you would give the real answer? Or do you think that you would just say it? Because I feel truthfully, if I cheated on somebody and they was like, why would you cheat? Like, I would say what they want to hear. I fucked up. I cheated. I know it was wrong. It really didn't mean nothing. I just did it without thinking. Versus my
well,
truth
would
be, I felt alone. Like, I felt disconnected from you. Like, I felt like you weren't there. Like, so which truth do you want? Do you want the truth that you asked for, or the truth that they want to tell you?
See? Well, me personally, I would want the truth. I would want the real reason. I wouldn't want the truth that they... I would want the truth, not the truth that they want me to hear. I would want the real, honest truth. Like, I feel like there's not many. I feel like there's not
what?
A whole bunch. I feel like there's not 101 reasons why a person cheats. I feel like when the person cheats, it's because there's a disconnect or there's something wrong with the relationship, unless you're dating a big asshole. But I just feel like it all stems to how your relationship is going, because if you know your relationship isn't, you know, where you want it to be or it's not going the right way, I'm not saying automatically assume that other person is cheating, but you just may want to ask, because honestly, like, that's 9 times out of 10, a lot of people cheat for that reason. They not getting sex from you. They not getting whatever it may be from you, so they going to seek it in somebody else.
I feel like the truth can be so many different reasons. So I feel like if I ask you, well, me, if I ask you, I'm not even going to think to be like, oh, okay, like, I won't even make my decision, because I would have to move on. Like, I would just have to, who really wants to stay in a relationship knowing that somebody cheated on them? Regardless of what the reason is. And I feel like that's when other things come into play. That's when the time you spend with a person, the memories y'all have, if you brought them around your family, if you got kids, brought them around your kids, if they became a big part of your life, like, truth be told, you can't make a decision. You can't make a decision whether you still want to be with that person when it first happens. Because you need time to process. Whether it may be a week from then, maybe it may be a week from when you process this shit. It could be a month, bitch. It could be a year, 6 months. No. I just know, me personally, like, when that situation had happened, I guess you could say it was kind of like a fool. It was like fool gold. Like, yeah, he wanted me back. He told me something, but when he told me what he told me, it wasn't so much. I didn't think it was a lie. I thought it was his truth, not the truth that I wanted to hear, not the fact that he fucked one of the people that was on the dance team, or not the fact that he left my house and he went to go do it and found out that his mom was the one that told me that his answer. It wasn't even that. It was that you told me. When I didn't ask you to, because I really didn't care. And I feel like in that moment, I'm like, okay, What's this chance? And open myself to be what we are. When a person become, when it doesn't become because of them, when they make it because they like, you need to know. You need to know the truth. Because if you don't, how can you be any better? How can you move forward? Because do you really think, Jay, do you really think if I told you yeah, I cheated. It didn't mean nothing. I fucked up. Do you think that you would really be ready to move past that?
No, not at all.
Because if he told you, like, you know what, you weren't giving me attention. Like, I feel like you wasn't giving me what I need. And then you can actually sit and say, okay, well, I'm sorry that you felt like that. Like, I thought I was doing what I should be doing. Do you feel like you can build something else off of that versus the first one?
Yeah, because with the second one, you could try to do things to make it better.
Right.
As long as...
So it's just like, you know, girl. I mean, go ahead, baby.
No, I was just saying, like, with the first one, if he said that, you would just be like, you not really getting a reason as to why, because it, like, there's just, like, I'm, like, honestly, if I've been cheating on him, but I never, he never told me, like, you know, yeah, I fucked up, like, because I'm not taking that as an answer. You did it for a specific reason, not no, oh,
right.
Yeah, I fucked up. So... But with the second one, you know, elaborating on exactly why, like, I wasn't giving you what I needed, then that's something that I need to do better on my part. Granted, you still should never did what you did.
Exactly.
But it is something that I could do better that on my end.
And guys, we did have a Fuckboy 104, and I think we're just going to end up saving it for next Thursday. And it's, at what point do you stop making excuses for things your significant other does that you don't like? And I also want to take the time to discuss not having a Sunday show or a Monday show. I don't want anybody to feel as though we're not taking this seriously, like Jay's going through personal involvement along with work involvement, and I'm going through personal and work involvement. And the little incident from Saturday, like, it really, like, turned into Sunday, and we really didn't get back to the house till like 6. And, like, that morning, and it was just like, we were thinking about doing it, and we just couldn't, like, I think Jay had got tied up, so it would have been me doing the show by myself. And it was like, I'm like, look, I really don't even feel like doing the show myself. And it wasn't even so much that I didn't want to do it. It was just so many topics that I feel like I couldn't talk about by myself. Because, you know, Sundays is more so about, like, music deathmatch versus battles. And it's just like, that's only one opinion. It's not as fun when it's just one person versus two people, because our opinions be different. And then when Monday rolled around, I don't even think we were feeling good. So it was just like, I don't want anybody to sit, you know, y'all do the show when y'all want to do the show, and it's like this, and it's like that. No, it's really not. It's just life has picked up, and it's been really busy, and this is something that we truly care about. So we feel like if we can't give you a good show, we're not going to give you a show for that day. And I feel like 9 times out of 10, that's what it really comes down to. Like, if I know I'm sick, if he know, like, just today, like, he even told you, like, sick. But we still did it because we didn't want to go a whole week without doing the show. Because that's not even, it would make no sense for us to even have a show. And on that note, please tune in Sunday for Behind the Music, the panel. We have a lot of things to talk about. Like, actually, once we get off, that's part of what we're going to talk about. So, you know, thanks for listening to Stay Woke with Torian and Jay. This was 15th, 2017. And tuning out, Torian and
Jay. Bye.
Bye, guys. Y'all have a nice night.